Afternoon, Dr. Schneer, dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and Burns, B-E-R-N-E-S-T, Hewitt, H-E-W-E-T-T. This goes to Dr. Price. On 2-6-26, Mr. Hewitt performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was no airways obstruction of significance and no improvement after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 7-31-25. There's been significant improvement. In paragraph impression, minimal reduction of forced vital capacity, otherwise normal spirometry. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and Marguerite Grimm, G-R-I-M-M. This goes to Dr. Miner. On 2-6-26, Mrs. Grimm performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 7-24-25, there's been no significant change. Period in a paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma showing no progression. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and Mark Falk, F-A-U-L-K. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 2-6-26, Mr. Falk performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 11-13-25, there's been no significant change. Period in a paragraph compression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and Linda Fisher. This goes to Dr. Phillips. On 2-5-26, Mrs. Fisher performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. Although the air velocity index was greater than 1, comma, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 8-7-25. There's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction consists with asthma showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and Lois Smith. This goes to Dr. Partis. On 2-5-26, Mrs. Smith performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. And there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a study dated 11-4-25. There's been no significant change. Period in paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression, period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Lynette Watson. This goes to Dr. Snyder. On 2-5-26, Mrs. Watson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 11-19-25. There's been improvement. Period. New paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing improvement. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Jonathan O'Reilly. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 2-5-26, Mr. O'Reilly performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period compared to a prior study dated 11-6-25. There's been no significant change. Period in a paragraph impression, normal study. Thank you.